Hey, everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 604. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
I'm back this week.
You're back. Yep. Had a week off.
Yeah.
Not really a vacation, but a little time off. So you should have all the energy this morning.
I know, should have it all.
Should bring it all.
I had some good sleep. I went to bed a little early last night.
You know, I did too. I went to bed super early for me, like 10:30, which is unheard of.
Yeah, same. It was around 10:15.
And I got up this morning at about 6:30. And that's about the most sleep you'll ever see me get.
Yeah, I wake up off and on throughout the night. And I woke up like at 6 o'clock. My normal like body wakes me up at that time. And I just went back to sleep and woke up at 7 and awake.
We record at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord's time.
Mm-hmm.
You usually get up at 7. Is that like the time you get up for the 8 o'clock show?
No, I'm usually up at 6.
Okay. So I usually will get up at 7 when we record at 8. But this morning I was up a little early. 7 o'clock is my call time. On a weekly basis, I get up at 6:30 every day.
Yeah, so I'm 6 every single day.
But on the weekends, I try to do 7 for both days.
Yeah, I'll try to do 7 on a Saturday or like on a holiday. And sometimes I can get it. Sometimes I'm just up. And then I'm just playing on my phone, just laying in the bed.
When you're playing, is there a game? Or are you like TikTok or?
I'm usually going through emails and then Facebook Marketplace.
Looking for Mercari, hot deals.
Yeah, Mercari, just Amazon, just seeing what's on sale.
I've been in a phase lately where I want everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what my problem is, but I get on Amazon and I'm like, add to cart. I don't buy it. It will end up putting it on the save for later, but I just want everything.
I have a shopping list, like a crazy shopping list, like a wish list.
Yeah.
Of stuff. I have stuff for my car, stuff for my computer, stuff for my games, toys, just stuff we can possibly use. And just it's full with stuff.
Yeah. I've been out of control lately with the wants. Not acting on it, but just wanting it.
Yeah. Then I follow a bunch of like YouTubers that have channels, and it's like the best deals you can get on Amazon, $50, a cool tech video, cool tech this, and deals you need on Amazon. So I follow all them, and then I start adding stuff to my cart, and I also have the same thing but different brands like 5 or 6 different times. And
yeah, that's where I get myself into trouble, is because when I finally decide I'm going to get something, I'll add 30 of the same thing to the cart to try to figure out like
which one
is the one.
Yeah.
Here in the office, I have the filing cabinet over there that has like my collectible stuff in it, not my video game stuff, but like my antique stuff. And then, so over here, you can't see it, but I was like, I need to add a little under the window cabinet, but it needs to match the one I have over here. But that's not a thing.
Right.
Those people don't make a short one. So then I'm like going through hundreds of smaller ones. It has to be the right dimensions, but it also has to like, this cabinet over here is metal with glass doors. So I wanted this one to be metal too.
Hmm.
It was a whole ass situation is what it was, but I finally found one. The only thing it doesn't have that one has is the glass one has black handles and this one has white handles, but it came with an extra set of blue handles, which is very bizarre to me because it's a white cabinet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to scuff up those plastic blue ones and see if I can get a nice finish on a black, and then switch them out. And it would be pretty darn perfect if I could get it to a black.
Right. Spray paint it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to scuff it up where it'll hold it, prime it, and then spray paint it. I may never do that. That's just all, it's on the list.
Right.
But I'll get sucked down the hole and I'll just spend hours on Amazon, not even accomplishing or doing anything.
Yep. Right. Same.
Yeah. So that's I don't know. I like to look at stuff. I don't like to pull the trigger, but I like to window shop online.
Yeah, like I have Mercari and I'm on there and I wish list so much stuff and it's like, okay, I wouldn't like that. I would like that. I would like that. I would like that. And then people will buy something and now it's sold out to go in there and uncheck it because I know I'm not buying it right now. It's just stuff that I would like to get in the future.
Does Mercari, like on eBay, let's say I'm like, hey, I'm interested in this. I want to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like who the seller can send you like offers.
Yeah, it'll do that and say, hey, this item is 10% off or 5% off.
Yeah, so that's the problem with doing what you're doing like on eBay. If I follow like 30 things on there, I get alerts like every 5 minutes that something is a different price.
Yep, it's all day long. Then it'll say, hey, someone's been putting an offer on this you want it. And it was like, damn, do I go in and get it? Do I want it now? Do I not want it?
It's that pressure. Now,
oh, I lost you. Oh, you're
seems
back.
Fine over here.
Okay, you're back.
If you buy on an auction site, is it Mercari?
I do both Mercari and
Yeah. I've never bought anything off Mercari, but I've watched a bunch of stuff.
eBay. Mercari had a problem. I said, I think I told you earlier this year, they changed it to where now the seller doesn't have the fees, the buyer has all the fees, and well, they switch it again. And so now they both have fees a little bit, but it's a lot better than what it was. Like I'm not spending, if I buy a 100 item, I'm not spending $50 extra to buy the item. I'm only spending like 20. So
I got to be honest, the buyer having any fees is weird.
yeah,
Like, that's a strange move.
it's a service fee.
Which is not uncommon at like a real auction, but it's weird for an online auction.
Right,
It's
but
almost always all in the seller.
because it's weird, yeah, you're paying the buyer's paying a service fee and then the seller's paying a service fee. And then unlike eBay, like I can't sell on eBay because I always get charged the shipping. Like if I want them to make a label and I don't have a machine to like print out labels and do labels here, and I need to do, if I really go hard back to selling again, I need to get something that can weigh it and pack it and label it. Because when I try to sell something on there, it's okay, yeah, the buyer's going to pay for shipping, and then I end up paying for shipping myself. I'm like, okay, that's stupid. You're going to have the buyer pay $17 shipping, and I'm going to have to pay $17 in shipping. Okay, so you're double dipping.
There's something happening there though, because that's not the case.
Was that a couple of things I've sold on eBay over the last like couple of years? It's everything is they're
Yeah,
double
it's either
dipping
they
me.
pay or you pay and you decide, and you can do the full shipping or you can charge them like a flat fee. So if you say this is going to cost $17 to ship, but I'm only going to charge them 10, you can set it that way. They pay 10, you pay the remainder, or you can do it where they pay the full thing, or you can do it where you pay the full thing.
No, I sold something for if I sold something and that I had $70 shipping because that's what the weight and all the dimensions said it was going to
Yeah.
be. And well, I went to my work and we can do shipping there. So I looked at it and it was going to be $17 and some change. And then I got charged. They charged the person's the buyer to $70 and charged me afterwards. I'm like, well, damn. And then
Yeah,
plus on top of the fee, so I end up losing almost like $100 in total.
there's something weird about that, 'cause only one side pays it. So I don't know what would cause that. Unless you try to print the label before they've paid.
No, I usually get the thing is print the label and I'll print the label and then.
Yeah, it should really only let you, I mean, you can ship it on your own without waiting for them to pay, but that would be unadvised.
Yeah.
But once it tells you, it should be taken care of. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about eBay's fees, but I've never had to pay double shipping, and I sold a lot of things on there.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had to do shipping, and they do shipping. Now, I will say that typically I will do, on my higher end items, I do free shipping, and on my lower end items, I make them pay for shipping. I don't know that there's a difference, but on high end, because you can get stuff off Amazon in 2 days with free shipping, I feel almost like you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't buy on eBay as much as I lurk. I like to look at things, but I don't buy too much on there. But I do like to look around at the things I'm interested in.
Yeah, I compare the two. Like I'll see something on Mercari, I'll go to eBay and just see if I can see it cheaper and figure out how much it would be if I'm really going to buy it and see if it's
Yeah.
worth it.
I feel like Mercari has the same selection, but a much smaller amount of it.
Yeah.
So if I go to look for something, I may have like 10 results. Also, I despise the fact that Mercari shows me stuff that's already sold in the listing when I search for it.
Right.
Because I see something, I'm like, that's a good deal. And then I see the little sold on the other corner, and I'm like, okay, why is this even here?
Yeah, I don't get why they do that either. Yeah. Now some of the things I keep on sold because it's the only time they ever release it. Like I found a Vault Boy figure and it was and I have like four different types of Vault Boy figures and it's like a specific one that you can buy. Like there's one it was you get at this specific store and this one at this store. They have one it was all like a electronics in like an EDCC like some gaming convention. It was a green one and I've only seen it on a card. There's only one and I can't find it like someone's selling on eBay. I have it on there like a save just so I know.
Oh, because you found the sold listing. But see, here's the thing. On eBay, you can go through the sold listings too. The fact that Mercari puts them in my regular search to me is just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly seeing things where I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's a good deal. And I'm like, oh, well, it's already sold. That's okay. And they mix them in. It's not like you scroll through the active stuff and then it's all sold. It's like, it might be active, sold, active.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I'm sure you can turn that off somewhere in the settings, but I've never cared enough to find it. But I think it's very strange.
Yeah, well, it's right up on top. Just click sold or for sale.
And so then if you do, it takes the other out.
It takes the other out.
It's weird that by default, though, that it shows me both.
By default, yeah, it shows.
It's weird. I spit on my
mic.
My pop filter.
Oh.
I got excited. That's what that's for, though.
I almost ordered a new pop filter.
Mine's in a real weird thing. I'm going to spin this around. This would be good for audio listeners. You see this? It goes like all the way over the mic.
Yeah.
And it's foam on the back. I got it from the Kivadoo for like $3.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Kivadoo, they sold the scooters.
All scooters are gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
They did this thing the other day, real magical, where they said all this stuff's been sitting for a while. It's all going to be $5, old school style, online. And it went real quick. So I think they're trying new ways. They also quit selling on Whatnot mostly, and now they're selling live on their own site.
Oh, shoot.
So that'll be interesting to see what that does, because they're not picking up any Whatnot traffic.
Yeah, my dad picked up a big box of Dude Wipes for like $7.
Yeah. Do you go or does your dad go?
Hey, he's been going lately because he has nothing to do on his days off. So he'll go and say, I didn't see this. I saw this. I saw that. And I'm like, I need to go just to see if there's something I want.
Yeah. I like to go just walk around those places.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, has been on the Kivadoo app, which we'll probably stop talking about it on here too. But he's now part of my competition.
Yeah, well, he sent us that Lego thing.
He's wanting to get into resale. So he's buying stuff that's valuable to resell. That's what I'm saying. He's now my competition.
Oh, shoot.
Because he's buying stuff that's cheaper that he thinks will resell, but also things he wants. But it's a lot of overlap with things I would want. So I got to be on my game.
Yeah. Speaking of reselling it, something cool. I got an email from Lego where I bought some of them brick designer program stuff. And they want to talk to me, like doing a little
survey.
Yeah, no, like a 30 to 60 minute online,
like WhatsApp, Skype call.
Skype call, yeah.
I did that with I do use Sunday for my graphs, and they had contacted me, and I did a thing.
Yeah, so they asked me if I'm a reseller, a buyer, or a collector, and I'm like, well, I'm a collector.
Well, hoarder wasn't an option.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It is cool. I don't even care about the lawn care like that. And I thought it was cool too. And I did it. They gave me a course of credit to do it. But I'll tell you that I was surprised in that they were looking for real feedback. They honestly weren't looking for like, hey, tell us how great our product was. It wasn't at all like that.
They would use you in an ad or something. Is that what you were thinking?
Yes and no. So I didn't think they would like use me. I thought that they were going to use maybe some of my answers as like testimonials.
Yeah.
They do ask if it's okay for that. But it's really not that either. It was very much market research. I met with a member of the team itself. It was not like a third party. It was two ladies on there. They did a pre-call where they asked me some questions and then they decided whether or not they did the follow-up call. And I guess the pre-call got you like a $25, and I think I got 100 for doing the call. It might have been 50. I don't really remember.
Oh, that's cool.
But the main call was very like, how did you find our product? Like, what has been like, what so far? Like, what's been your experience?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like? What do you not like? How could we be better? You know, what products should we carry in the future? What are we getting wrong? It was very like a much just a conversation. It was like an hour and 10 or 20 minutes. It was quite long.
Yeah, this on the little email says it's gonna be 30 to 60 minutes. I thought I was okay, this is some bullshit stuff. So yeah. I went out to the email and there's like three people's email and it's their name dot last name at lego.com.
It's pretty cool. Now they asked me, they said, would you be willing to do a follow-up call? Obviously every call we do, we would issue you a credit. And I was like, I'll do all the calls.
Yeah.
I'll join the damn team if I need to. That means free credits.
I know. Give me a shirt.
Yeah.
Bumper sticker.
Y'all got headbands?
Mm-hmm.
I like dumb swag. What y'all got?
Right. And a beer koozie. I don't drink, yeah, but I need a beer
please koozie. Please give me a koozie. I can't have enough koozies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was neat. So it wasn't even a thing I was passionate about, and it was fun. So I'm sure for you, it'll be super fun since it's the thing you also love.
Yeah. So you
collect,
go ahead.
They should reclassify you. Collector, I would say, would mean you're like nice and organized and displayed. You're like a hoarder.
Oh yeah. When I do that, they're going to see nothing in the background.
Yeah.
Like, where's your collection hat?
Don't worry about it.
It's all boxed up.
Yeah, and you're gonna be like, I'm a collector, and they're just gonna check the reseller box,
mm-hmm,
as you have nothing behind you.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be fun. When is that?
Don't know. I just emailed back, just giving my schedule to let them know when I can do it. They're calling from California, so it's a Pacific time. So I should be able to get a call right when I get off work, just fine.
Let's jump into what we played. And first, I'm going to start with a question. Have you played the Nintendo World Championship anymore?
Yes.
So go ahead.
So I started doing what you did. Instead of going all the way across the speed runs, I'm going down.
Yeah. I think that's better because it gives you a little variety.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like beat your head up against the wall with the same challenge all the time.
Yeah. So.
Now, my question is, though, have you started doing the eliminations or the World Championship stuff?
No, only doing the speed runs.
The survival stuff. Yeah, you got to get in the other stuff. It's more fun.
I know.
I haven't done the actual like speedrun stuff in weeks. I got as far as I got, and now I've just switched over to doing the World Championship and the survival. I like it. The survival are the same boards that you see in the World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can kind of perfect your skills in the... Here's where the game gets you is, let's say like on the World Championship, I run 10 seconds flat and then I get in the survival and I run 8 seconds. It doesn't count.
Mm.
You have to do it in the World Championship to have the count. So what I was doing is doing the World Championship over and over and over to get the best time. Then I would jump in challenge mode, the survival mode, and I would get a better time almost every time, which is super frustrating. So now I switch it up to where I'm doing challenges first.
Right.
Once I win that, I move over to World Championship. That way, at least I don't have to see myself get a better time.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. I will tell you, I was not able to do the survival last week. I couldn't win. I got frustrated and quit. So I've won 6 silvers and 5 golds now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bothering me because my gold count is not the same as my silver count.
Right.
And then I was not remotely close. I don't think I had anything below 50% for World Championship this time.
Now, you did send us a picture saying you were number one in the world.
It's number one in the world. Now, for the show, Matt has disputed this number one in the world because it was a tie.
Because
if you see in the image, there's like top 10 all have the same time.
Right.
So he's disputed the fact that I was number one. But what I'll tell you is no one was faster. And the stat line says number one.
Yeah.
So therefore I was You're number one.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the rankings, I think I'm actually like the fourth number one or something like that. Third or fourth. I think that is tied to who did it first with that time. So I think those people actually accomplished that time before I did. Doesn't matter though. It says number one beside it. Gave me all the accolades for being number one.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Now I'll tell you what disappointed me is you get pins in this game, right? For doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure there would be a pin that you got for being number one in the world as a thing, as a testament to be like, this person's elite. And there's only a pin for being top 20%.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a feat, right? That's hard. It's hard to be top 20%, but very disappointing to me that there wasn't one for being number one. Cause this is the only time it would ever happen to me. I had a chance to have something that no one else had or very few people had. And it wasn't in the game. That's Nintendo with its damn participation trophies. Sony would have had to be a number one in the world trophy that everybody would be like, this is stupid. You can't get it.
Yeah.
But it was a cool moment. I was hype. I did send y'all a picture. I mean, this time I didn't do well. And most of the times I didn't do well. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize that was a fast time when I did it. I felt like it was fast. It was an S rank, but I never thought like, that's probably fastest in the world if I had to guess.
Right.
Like I never thought, like I don't think anybody's probably not anybody better than that. You know, that was never a thought. I had S ranks on this one, and I was like, you know, 17,000th in the world. So it's like, I don't really know how to tell when it's fast and when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool. I need to get you doing the challenges though.
Right.
And I'm really disappointed that it doesn't do another game that I played that you had been playing was the Astrobot,
mm-hmm.
Astro's Playroom. And it has the speed run, which when I played the game, it wasn't even in there. So I decided to go back and get those trophies.
Right.
Real disappointed that Nintendo doesn't do what Astrobot does, because it sends you notifications when I beat you.
Yep.
Which started a whole situation that I didn't even expect it to.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the trophies. And then you and friend of the show, Marshall 205, were like, hey, you bastard, you're beating my time.
And then he jumped in there to try to beat the times.
Correct. And then I went in there and beat all his times again, because I was still trying to do my speed run. So I didn't mm-hmm. beat him necessarily to beat him, but I don't think he's done. He gave me the impression he'll go back and take the top spot if he can.
Yeah. A lot of those on there, I saw that you guys have beat my time. There's one I still have you guys on, but it's like further down. So I don't know.
I don't know. I hadn't done a lot of those. Some of them are hot ass to me. I did not like the monkey climbing one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of that. I got my fast times where I could get them and was like, the hell with these other boards.
Right. There's one. I'm still like 7-8 seconds faster than everybody that plays it. There's like 6 people that play.
Yeah.
I played it on my friends list.
So I did get that back to 100%. Mm-hmm. Or to 100%. I already had the platinum, but I got it both DLC packs because they put the fourth character up also.
Yep.
It wasn't supposed to go up till the second, according to what I read.
This one wasn't hard to do.
You
just had to match his dancing.
Correct. Which is still the same thing. You have to know where to go. You have to know to go get the rocket. Like mm-hmm. you have to know to pull the thing out, go back. The way you get these secret bots is crazy as hell to me.
Yeah.
All of them. This one wasn't hard. Also, this one, it just straight up looks like Ape Escape. It doesn't look like Astrobot, which I thought was weird.
Right.
Because this one looks like a full skin and the others look like they're wearing the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit him, the helmet pops off and pops back on. So it's like a helmet that goes over his face.
Yeah.
So if you actually hit him when you go downstairs where you can see him, you can see it pop off. But it's odd because the others aren't like that.
Yeah,
he looks out of place.
You told me about the PlayStation 5 stuff in there, so I had to go in there and get that.
Yeah, they added stuff to the claw machine. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, hadn't got it either. He got all that stuff as well. He's 100% again.
Nice.
On everything. And so that was cool. And then also I got my 100% back on Dredge and did everything you can do in there. So I caught all the new fish, all the new aberrations,
mm-hmm.
and all the new, the exotics now have aberrations.
Yeah.
And so I caught all of those as well.
Cool.
And then I caught the final fish, number 230. So, 230 out of 230 again on the fish. All the trophies are wrapped up, 100% on both the Pale Reach and the Iron Rig. Now, the only thing I haven't done, and I have mixed feelings about, is I did not remove all the dark matter,
mm-hmm.
the oil, whatever you call it. They don't call it oil, but it's very obviously like oil.
Yeah.
I haven't removed it all, and I can't decide if I want to.
Right.
You know, it's there if I ever needed to get dark canisters again. I thought about just hooking the boat up because you can stack those upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the upgrades yet. Mm-hmm, you can stack them. And so I'm like, since I would assume that this is it for the game, I assume that there's no more coming after this. Because they have the collector's edition coming out, which I assume is like the final, you know, iteration of the game. They might be able to squeeze a pack out before November, but I would doubt it. But since I assume this is it, I'm like, I should just make the boat crazy.
Right.
Like, I should just make the boat insane. I have reverse all the way maxed out, and it is insane. And I have the turn-in, I think, maxed out, and the boat's almost undrivable. It's so freaking fast, and if you even get slightly off, it's like doing just donuts.
Yes, I haven't done none of that with it, but I have everything unlocked. I just haven't, like...
Yeah, it's wild. Anything. You know, the way you're playing the game, because you're playing back through it, it's obviously much harder for you and resource management.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I have unlimited money because I had played the whole game, and just you keep your net down when you're out
Yeah.
Sell your stuff every day. It costs $20 to repair, but you make 800. You know, the money just adds up. So I think I have like over 50,000 still, even after buying everything.
Oh yeah, no, I bought everything. I have, I'm sitting like $86,000 right now, because I'm constantly like buying and selling, or fishing, dredging, and selling.
Already had crab pots out everywhere, so all I had to do was pick two of them up, repair them, and move them in each area. It was pretty simple, but I will be, they added like 60 fish this time. It was a task.
Yeah.
It took several hours to get back to 100%.
So my fish, I'm at 221 right now. I've got
Yeah, you're
221
getting
fish.
there then.
Yeah. So I have all of the Morrow, have all of the Twitch of Strand, the Gale Cliffs. I have like one or two more in the volcanic area, and one or two in the other, no, Twitch of Strand, I have one or two left in. And then the ice, I have one left in the ice, and that fucker I can't get to come
Is it the
off.
sleeper shark?
Yeah. That one just won't show up. And I tried the aberration in that area. I tried to drop bait. I can't get it. I'm trying to do it without looking online to see how to get the stuff, like the little tips and tricks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to do everything without doing that. That's the only one left over there. Then I have a lot of then I have a lot of the ocean I have to get to.
Here's what I'll say without ruining anything, is stop spending your time trying to get that right now, the
Okay.
sleeper. I don't know how much you have unlocked on the iron rig, but
All of
it
it.
is easier to get. Okay, then you just need
Yeah.
to buy the exotic bait.
Okay, I saw that on there, and I just
Yeah.
didn't know what to use it for yet.
It doesn't guarantee that you'll catch it.
I've
But it
caught,
increases the chances.
so I've caught the normal fish. I just have to get the aberration for it.
Okay, so use the exotic bait. And then use the
The aberration thing. Yeah,
aberration
that's
thing.
what I do to get all the other stuff.
So if you can only drop the exotic bait where it's at. So you have to know the location where the exotics are. They're in the same location they were in for the game. So you go back to that
Okay.
area, you can only drop exotic bait where they're at. And then if you use the aberration, you're guaranteed to get it.
Okay.
You get it first pull.
Yeah, no, I'm done with the iron rig. I'm done with the ice. I've done all the missions for that. I
So
have.
you get it. Yeah, so you'll get them instantly. You just have to go back to the locations. Now 230 is a bitch and there's no way to cheat it. And 230 took me way too long to catch. It's open ocean.
Yeah, because there's one that says like that haven't even looked, I haven't even seen it yet. Like this big, huge, long fish.
Oh yeah. 230 is just question marks. Doesn't tell you anything about it. It's a bitch.
Yeah, so I did all that, and I'm having still having fun with it. Still have to get a couple other trophies. I think I got the iron rig or the pale no pale reach. I'm 100%. The iron rig, I have to do like two more, I think, on that one, the trophies. And then I have the regular trophies to do. Let me see if I show the trophies. Yeah, I'm 100% in pale reach. I'm 84% on the iron rig, and I'm 55% on just a normal dredge game. Which I'll clean a lot of that up today, since I beat it. I just have to go through and figure out what I'm missing. I know one, I gotta do the we have to put the fish inside the thing. There's one or two I'm missing on that one. I know that's one trophy I saw on there that I'm missing.
The fish inside the thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We have to donate fish.
Oh, to the on the iron rig?
No, not an iron rig on the like all the islands.
Oh.
The little statue thing, and you just donate whatever fish they want, like show me the outline of it.
You know what I think is weird about Dredge? There are these missions that you give like these hooded figures. And if you fail them in the course of playing the game, they're just gone. And so it's not a trophy tied to it.
Right.
And so when you told me you had done all the hooded figures, I was thinking back to when I played the game. I mean, I failed some of those.
I haven't felt any of them. There's one or two. They just went on for days.
Yeah, they die. I
Oh
don't know. They
no.
don't, maybe they don't anymore. When you first played that game, if you were gone too long, when you come back, they were dead.
Oh shit, no, they never died on me both times I
Yeah.
played it.
And I mean, you would be gone for like a day and you come back and they'd be dead. Oh, and the mission just pursuit updates, but they're dead. So you don't get whatever they would have given you.
Oh, hell no. I've gone like days. I'm like at 200 and day, like 280 something right now.
Yeah, they just die early on. They may have patched that out. But if you're interested in Dredge or just want to know more about it, the NoClip just put up a documentary, really short. I think it's like an hour long. It's on YouTube under NoClip. Danny Dwyer does a, it's really cool because they have a lot of, they show off a lot of early stuff, a lot of concept stuff. Yeah. They talk just a lot about the game and how they got there. And you know, it's only three people really, you know, at Black Salt Games. And it's super interesting to see how it morphed from what it was to what it is now.
And see, no, since I've beat the game, what happens on the Iron Ring at the very end?
Yeah.
That's, I think there's going to be more because of what happens. I'm not trying to spoil it for anybody who may have not played it yet.
I don't know who's playing Dredge for the story, but I guess people maybe are. I just wonder, I think it's crazy for them to put the hard cover printed encyclopedia out and it not contain all the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, the collector's edition has to come out when the game is through, or that's a misstep.
Right. Unless it, all of a sudden it comes and there's like 50 more fish in the book and you're like, wait a minute, there's more.
That would be okay too. If they sent the book complete where you could see it and also they didn't publish it anywhere, but like I could see the fish that you couldn't, that were coming, that would be neat. But that's the only way that I think it's acceptable. To send out a book that doesn't contain all the fish is crazy. And it's like, when do you decide, when is Dredge dead? It doesn't ever have to be dead.
Right.
Dredge could go on forever because of how it's designed.
Yeah, you can just keep on expanding, popping in a corner over here. Because there's plenty of room to do more, add more now, island, add more stuff.
I got a bone to pick, which is completely unnecessary.
Okay.
Iron Rig was added to the map and Pale Reach was like pasted onto the map.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look, the Iron Rig is printed on the map as if it's always been there.
Right.
But when they added Pale Reach, it looks like he cut it out and taped it in. Like it's not on the map that he has. And that bothers me.
When you pull the map out.
Yeah, because they should both be the same. They should either both be taped on to show as like DLC or they should both be like they're there. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they printed one on and then not the other is weird.
Yeah.
Also the fact that, well, I'll leave that part alone. I just don't like the way visually it looks that they're different.
Yeah. Your OCD got you on that one.
Yeah. But why is the Pale Reach like that?
Yeah.
Why is it added after the fact? But the DLC that came after it was treated as if it was always on the map. Like it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
The Iron Rig is cool. I will say, like, as far as the level itself, all they did was stick an oil rig out.
Yeah.
There's not much to it. Iron Rig is different than it's a story update.
Yeah, it is.
Instead of, like, an island update. So,
well, it gets you to go back to the islands to fish more.
Yeah, they're sneaky, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's unfortunate, but I get it. They couldn't send you back to the Pale Reach because you wouldn't have necessarily had to buy it.
Right. Which I thought that we're going to throw something over there to do that, but they didn't.
Yeah. Well, they can't because they can't, they'd have to force people to buy it then to complete it. So I get that they didn't.
Yep. All right. So you played Dredge and then you played Ten of War Championship. Then what else did you play?
A little bit of Party Animals. Then we played Astros.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else on Xbox. I don't think there was. Nothing else on Switch. I think the only other thing I played was the multiplayer night.
Yeah.
I think that's it. So then multiplayer night, we played the
Ascent.
Ascent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't super love it, so I'm being honest. I thought it was okay. Here's what I told, because friend of the show Marshall 205 always calls me after the first game night the next day.
Right.
To gauge where I'm at on the game that we started playing for that week. He doesn't do it every week, just the first week. And I said, I don't love that game, but I don't hate that game. So, like, if we play it for 4 weeks, it'll be fine. If we never played it again, it would also be fine.
Time, yeah.
That's how I feel about it. Like, it wasn't such a terrible time that I like want to abandon game night, but it wasn't such a good time that I've been thinking about that game.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I thought was unacceptable is the jankiness that happened at the end of that game.
Oh yeah.
That made it unplayable. That's where he's hung up. He's like, if it does that again in week two, I don't want to play it.
I agree with that.
Now, luckily it happened when we were kind of through anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But that game freaked out at the end and it was unplayable.
Yeah, frozen up. Like, you got frozen. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I was stuck. And then when I started walking again, it would, like, I would walk and then it would teleport me back and walk and teleport back. All of us had, it showed like we had connection issues, but I think it was connection issues with a server.
Yeah.
So the game has been out for a while. I'm hoping that that was just a bad night for it. But that was kind of unacceptable. I'll be honest, I would rather play Ultimate Chicken Horse again. Because that game at least works right.
Right. And we still have more. We still have more to do. We have more unlocks to get.
Yeah, there's like 26 levels or something in that game.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I didn't hate it, to be clear. I just didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that I liked it, but I didn't hate it. I don't care. Like, I don't care about making my character better. I don't care about the new guns are fun for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then once you realize how they work, it's cool, I guess. My game was freaking out when I first started. The game's a little janky for as long as it's been. Yeah,
it sounds like someone's shooting like in certain areas. You just go, it's like just someone constantly shooting.
The audio's like locked up where it sounds like a helicopter.
Yeah.
And then when I first started the game, it's like when I would shoot one time, it would unload the clip every time. Like unplayable. And then when I died, that fixed. But it was just full of issues throughout.
Yeah.
When one person walks in a room, it pulls everybody in there.
Yep.
Which is weird too.
When you're trying to do something, it's like, damn it, what the hell? Is it right in the middle of doing something?
Yeah. So I went from like trying to have a good time to I realized I could have more fun to grief you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I shot every one of the explosive barrels.
Yeah.
Howard's like, nobody shoot these. And I shot it like 2 seconds in. There was another time where he was in the inventory standing right beside one and I shot it and it blew up right beside him. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, okay then.
Right.
But he had no idea who shot it or even what happened, I don't think.
No.
I went through every door I could find just to pull y'all out of whatever you were doing. I just tried to be as much of an asshole as possible.
Right.
And then we all decided to take credit for every kill, which I thought was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We would all be shooting something and it would die. And somebody would be like, well, I did that by myself.
Yo, you started that shit.
Yeah. It was just being silly with it, not taking it serious was better for me.
Do you think we'll stay?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll ride it out for all 4 weeks.
Okay.
Howard asked me the same thing. I think so. Friend of the show, Patman, doesn't listen to this, so he won't be influenced.
Right. Well, he did listen 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did listen 1 week because he sent us a picture when I was talking about The Expanse. He said he watched it.
You know, maybe he listens. It's not the worst game we've played.
No.
I don't know what the worst game we've played is, but it's not this. I think I was hoping for more. There's no cutscenes. You have to read everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not that interested in the lore. If it was going to like force feed me and I had to watch videos, I might could have got attached to the story.
Yeah.
But because it's just text that I can skip through, I just skip through it for everybody. Because whoever's also in charge of the text can control it for everybody too, which is weird.
Yep.
That you don't click through it at your own rate. So that's what I thought, right? I clicked through mine and you guys are like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize I controlled everybody. I also wondered if we shouldn't have picked like a VR game or something just to change the pace up. But we'll see. We'll see. I think he'll ride it out for 4 weeks.
Yeah. I text. I think we'll, someone's going to pick something we've picked in the past. Continue playing.
Yeah.
I think we're almost running out of like new stuff. I think we're just getting.
You go next, right?
Yeah. But I think we're going to take a month off though.
Yeah.
But we should, because I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to So I'm gonna miss maybe 2 weeks. And two podcast shows too, probably. For sure, one, maybe two.
We'll work the details out. Mm-hmm. Howard is busy too, so we maybe should take a little time off. So
yeah, that's all I played. I played the Nintendo World Championship a couple nights, Animal Crossing, just jumped in that, did a little bit. I'm trying to add to my, I keep on forgetting to do the paintings and statues collection. Doing that, then all I did was Dredge. I didn't play anything else. I log into Fallout 76, get the free thing, log out, GTA, log in, get the car or money, and log out.
Now you're playing Dredge back over again on PS4.
Yes.
Do you think immediately after this you'll jump right back into PS5?
Yeah, to get the stuff.
The iron rig over there.
Yeah, because I got everything else done but the iron rig.
It's a lot of fish too.
It is.
Friend of the show, Marshall205, has been playing Cult of the Lamb, and he'll never finish it. I want to make that clear. I've told him 1,000 times. He keeps saying he will. He won't.
No, he won't.
It's making me want to play Cult of the Lamb again to hear him talk about it, because he's telling me how terrible he is at the game, and it makes me want to go in there and be good at it.
Right.
So I kind of miss that game a little bit. I don't know that I'll do anything with it. I've also been wanting to finish Dave the Diver lately, but I don't know that I'll do anything with that either.
Sam, I need to finish Ghost of Tsushima. I'm like halfway through or whatever. I'm got pretty far in it.
Good time. I feel like I've been playing a lot of games lately.
Yep. All right. So let's get into some news. I got a few things. And let me share my screen so you can see what we're looking at. On the PlayStation side, they announced their September games. And for sure, it's going to be Harry Potter Quidditch Champions. I think that's a game you guys were saying Pac-Man wasn't going to play, but now he said he would.
I think it's weird that Quidditch is coming out, like, I guess, like, launch is going straight to it.
Yeah.
It kind of surprised me a little bit. It's a game that makes sense, though, because it feels like it should be a free-to-play game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Then they added MLB the Show 24, which they did to 23.
Well, they kind of have to, I feel like, because you can get it over on Xbox. They have got to do something with it.
And then they added Little Nightmares 2, which you're a fan of Little Nightmares.
I love Little Nightmares. They creep me out, but I love those games.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. There's this game that's coming to PlayStation 5 called Flotopia. It is basically Animal Crossing. This is their version of Animal Crossing. Let me show you.
Floatopia.
Yeah, Floatopia. The little characters.
Oh, they're very like Funko Poppy.
Yeah, let me scoot it up. So there's a character's name. There's Fluffy.
Is there any gameplay or is it all this CG stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's fishing.
Fishing, animals running around. Getting out of their room.
Oh, that's got struck by lightning? What happened?
Yeah. And then certain things, you can change your weather by doing certain things. They're gardening.
It looks good. Who's making it?
Show you some.
Do we know?
And it Flotopia.
Feels like the kind of game that somebody I've never heard of is making it. Yeah. It's NetEase.
Yep.
NetEase is owned by Let me make sure that I'm right before I just say things.
NetEase Games.
I thought NetEase was part of. Maybe NetEase is not part of anybody.
No. Yeah, so they've made, let's say, One Human, Bloodstrike, Lord of the Rings, Rise of the War.
They are a Chinese company.
Mm-hmm.
And
Eve Echoes, Marvel Super War. They've made a lot of games. Viking Guard, Badlanders, Tom and Jerry Chase, Marvel Duel. Yeah, but they have that game coming. It looks just like Animal Crossing. There's a lot of websites that are talking about this is PlayStation version of Animal Crossing, and It looked okay. I mean, it looks Animal Crossing-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks neat. I'm sure it'll have all the trappings of Animal Crossing in like that kind of game.
Yep. All right, so
It's not Tencent, I guess. I thought Tencent owned part of it, but
so Western Digital is bringing out a solid state and SSD for your PlayStation 5. It's an 8 terabyte storage.
It's a beefy boy.
Yeah, it's going to be $1,000 as of right now.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just cut them a check, though.
You can buy an 8 terabyte hard drive, an external one, for way less.
What if you did 8 internal, 8 external?
Oh, yeah, you're spending
16 terabytes, unlimited sports storage.
Yeah, you'll have all the games. You can download them all. All right, another one. Sony, the PlayStation Stars. Sony is going to revamp the PlayStation Stars. You will be losing your stars, your credits, after 1 year. So it only carries on for 1 year. So it's no more like hanging on to it and redeeming. It's only the newer stuff that you get from now on. So if you already have stuff, what we have now, it'll stay. But anything in the future will retire after 1 year or go away.
Yeah, and I think it's October 24th, is when it changes. So everything you get before then will only roll over for a year. And when you load the app after October 24th, you'll have to opt into the new program.
Yeah. Which I'm almost at. I have to buy, I think, one more thing. I'm almost at the, where I can spend it, get another $20 gift card.
Yeah. I don't do the things. If somebody was to take the time and really pursue all the stuff, you could do pretty good.
Yeah.
But you would have to make it a priority, and you'd have to be okay with like getting on, doing all this.
Mm-hmm. And then buying the games to get the games you're going to buy digitally. I think that's also they're doing to get people to buy the digital version of the games.
Yeah, because Astrobot, if you pre-order digital, you get points.
Yeah.
But I pre-ordered physically, so I don't get the points. Kind of bullshit.
Yep. All right. So
did you pre-order it?
No. No, not yet. Because I'm going to have an article on this. I think it's next or after this one here. Black Myth Wukong has sold 10 million copies on PlayStation 5 and PC. It looks amazing.
People love this game. I'm actually tired of hearing about it. That's how much people love this game. About
like it's going to be game of the year. It looks amazing. I'm watching a video of it, and my dad was sitting next to me and my wife. My wife looked up, and my dad goes, is this a movie? I'm like, no, it's actually a game. He's like, that's a game? I'm like, yeah, it's a game.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about it. It's not my style. I'm not a Souls-like kind of guy.
Yeah.
But very popular, and it looks to be very good. Game came out of China.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's two Astrobot versions coming out. You get a standard version,
yep.
Then you get a digital version, which for $10 more, you get so much stuff.
You get
a couple outfits. You get some avatars, a soundtrack.
So it's not 100%. Well, yes, it is. So if you get the digital deluxe edition, you get a lot of extra stuff. But if you get the physical edition, you get like some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So you get the hunter's outfit. You get like a graffiti looking speeder controller. You get two avatars. You get a poster. And I think something else. So part of it comes with the physical. The standard edition digital doesn't come with anything.
Right.
So it's a little misleading. But the problem is, easy choice for me, you can't get the deluxe edition physical.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only get the standard edition with the pre-order. If you go to Amazon and just type in Astrobot, you can see what mine came with. It comes with a bunch of stuff, but it doesn't come with all of that.
Yeah.
For the show, Marshall 205 did the digital deluxe.
Yeah, I need to pre-order the physical version. I prefer the physical version of the games. I made a mistake and I got Helldivers. I did it digitally. I wish I would have got it physical so I could have just traded it in.
Yeah. I like the idea of, let's say 20 years from now, I somehow want to play Astrobot and I still have a system. I have the option. I know it's ridiculous and that it should always be around, but it just affords me the ability. Plus, you know, you look at some of these prices for old games online and see how much you could get if you still had them physically.
Well, if you get hacked and you lose your systems, when you have to create another account, do you have to buy your games again?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so some Xbox news really quick. Some games coming out in the future for Xbox on Game Pass. Star Trucker, for this is going to be console PC. Age of Mythology Expeditions, a MudRunner game. I saw that on your South Thought of You.
Yeah, it's cool. It's going to Game Pass. They still haven't added the multiplayer, though.
Riders Republic, Train Sim World 5, and then for PC only, Frostpunk 2, and then Aura, History Untold. But I saw the MudRunner game, so I was like, oh, I know what you guys are going to be playing.
Yeah, I want to play that. He bought it on PS5, and I told him I would buy it when the multiplayer came out, but they still haven't added it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, shit, you got like 6,000 stories pulled up.
No, not really. It's going to be quick. Rocket League Season 16, they added BMWs.
Yeah, it's cool. We got back in there and I earned the Cybertruck, but I haven't been missing it since we got Cybertruck. We haven't played it, and I haven't been jonesing to play it.
Yeah, so the
BMWs, look cool.
Yep. All right. Next one, there's this game called Squirrel with a Gun.
I've seen this. It's fun.
Yeah.
It looks neat.
And there's like a little thing there with a little video showing a squirrel. It looked different.
It looks silly.
Yeah.
It's the kind of game we could have fun with for free.
Animal Crossing is cutting off Pocket Camp.
Yeah, it's in November. Time.
Yeah.
It's time to not have to pay for support for that anymore.
Yep. They're like, we're done. Thank you for supporting us. I think I downloaded it, looked at it, and then uninstalled it.
I played Pocket Camp, and I played long enough to get everything that transferred in-game. Mm. You could get stuff in Animal Crossing through Pocket Camp.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like I was going to spend enough time, so I just deleted it.
Yeah.
All right, next one. There's a prototype Nintendo PlayStation controller that sold an auction about a week ago for $35,000.
I'll just tell you, if I had $35,000 laying around to spend, I would buy this. It is a piece of history.
Yes, it is.
And it should go in a glass case somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And next one, just collector's edition, a Sonic and Shadow game coming. There's a collector's edition from Limited More Games for $249.99. And you get a bunch of little figures.
The thing that's cool about that is they have them standing on a Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Like the statue of Shadow and Sonic, they're actually positioned on a Dreamcast as part of the statue, which is cool as heck, but don't want to play a Sonic game.
Yeah.
Not now. Maybe.
Oh, well, I just saw the statue and I thought it was pretty
cool. Statue's cool as hell. All
right. GameStop is going to be opening stores and changing some of the stores into a retro game store. They're going to carry all retro games.
Yeah, I keep seeing people on TikTok and stuff where they're already doing some retro bragging about how cheap things are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see if anything around here does it, because I keep seeing videos of people like, these games are way cheaper than you can buy them online.
Right, because we still have the three locations. Well, yeah, four.
Yeah, it'd be great to flip one of those over.
Yeah.
I've been, the retro itch has been definitely going off in me lately.
Same, I get the nostalgia to like buy certain things.
Yeah.
All right, there's this game. It's called Outbound Cozy Camper Van Exploration. It's on Kickstarter, and it passed the goal. The goal was 33,181. It has $207,134. And it looks like my kind of game. Yeah, just a little camper driving it around your VW.
It does look cozy.
And you're building a house.
It looks super cozy.
Yeah. It's multiplayer.
Yeah, I would mess with it. Yeah, he's picking up player two in the van right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. They're going in an old mine.
Yeah, but I just fast forward a little bit just to give you an idea of what it is.
Yeah, it looks cool.
So it's on Kickstarter. It's called Outbound if you're interested in seeing some more on it.
I'll tell you, it's got to either come to console or it's got to be deck compatible.
Yeah.
My only options.
All right. Atari has announced a new system, the 7800. And they have this huge mega deal bundle coming for it. And here's one of the games. I didn't even think it was going to do a game like this.
Fatal Run 2089 is what this game is called.
Yeah. So they.
It looks like a.
Just a racing game with.
Like a. What's that? Death, whatever it's called. Death Race.
Yeah, that's it. The cars from Death Race, the movie. Yeah,
that's what it looks like. I don't know. It's a weird thing to even be trying right now, but whatever.
Yeah. Then they have their pocket held super pockets.
$200, is that what it cost?
It's $129.99 for the if you pre-order, but if you get this bundle, you get all the Atari controllers and stuff for $170. All right, that's all the gaming news. I have some Lego news real quick to go over with you. Lego has announced some Animal Cross, some new Animal Crossing sets, and there's the sets you don't like, where except for the camper. I saw the little camper. Here's one little.
Yep, back is open. Don't love it.
And then back there's the open, camper. Don't love
it. The camper's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with the camper, though. Is the back open on it?
No, it's enclosed.
Okay, the camper's awesome. Are you sure the back's not open?
The back is not open. You can see the studs in the background.
I can also see light coming all the way through.
It might be. I think it's windows.
Hmm. If the camper's closed, I would like to have it. It looks like a $29.99 set.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have it. Then I would like to get the correct characters. So I'd like to get some Tom Nooks and stuff to put with it.
Yeah, it's $29.99.
Look at that. I just knew how much that thing cost. Yeah. But it's got to be closed. That's a giant moon. I don't understand.
That's a $10 set.
Just a moon relic. I don't know. They're getting these wrong. They need to put out an adult collector's Tom Nook store.
Yeah.
They're getting that so wrong. And they should also do a Lego creator house pack for it, to where you can build your own house.
They should do the museum, like a huge museum. The
museum would be cool too. But you got to have Tom Nook store. You got to do like Quickie Mart version of Tom Nook store where it's super detailed.
Yeah. This set here, they're already saying it might be good because of the body, the figures themselves, the minifigures.
Yeah, it's the tailor shop.
Yeah. All right. Next one, they're releasing a Mario Kart set for Lego Mario Kart sets. There's six of them. As low as $14.99 to $79.99.
Also, don't like the Mario tie-ins. They're not my style either. So,
Toad looks pretty cool here with his little wrench.
Yeah. Now they do get some Nintendo stuff right. Nintendo has the adult sets too, but like this line of the Super Mario stuff, doesn't do anything for me.
All right. And I know you're into botanical stuff. There's the Christmas botanical set. It's the wreath and placentas.
Poinsettias.
No, I like the wreath.
The wreath looks good. Would you put it on a door, though? How cocky are you that that'll not fall off and shatter?
Right. Here's the wreath up.
Oh, man. It looks so good in the box. It's got fake cinnamon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Fake orange slices. That's good.
And poinsettias. The poinsettias are going to be $50, and the wreath is going to be $100.
They're cool. I like the wreath a lot.
All right, next one. They're doing this big update for coming out, and I wanted to show you one. Let's see, they're doing a Nightmare Before Christmas, but this.
Oh, scroll up to Nightmare Before Christmas. I would consider that set.
It is going to be $199.
I really like it. Considering it lasts for $200, but I really like it.
Then there's this 100th anniversary.
That's cool. I don't like Mickey's mouth. There's something up with his snoot that makes me uncomfortable.
And they're going to do this bookcase.
Oh, I love the bookcase.
Yeah. So these are all ideas. Someone like made it and then they approved it. So these will be coming out for sure.
I love the bookcase.
Twilight got it approved.
Is that like the Twilight, like Twilight?
Twilight. Yep. TV show.
Weird. Every never movie. Seen it.
Botanical Garden, which I'm all for this one.
Yeah. I think I need that too.
Then there's this little rocket ship.
This will probably be in a book.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that one.
Which I've showed you this before, the popcorn machine or the pop, it actually came out, the mini prize machine.
Bubblegum machine.
With the little figure in it.
It's kind of cool.
The steamboat did pass.
Ferry boat's cool.
And let's see, there's a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory passed. It's on Riviera. Disney's.
Oh, the Pixar lamp. That's gangster. Now, these are not the final renderings.
Yeah, they'll change up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Moon landing and let's see, your snail. Here we go. The Goonies with the ship.
Cool. I'm not actually a Goonies fan. It would be insane if Dan didn't buy this, though.
Yeah. And then they're going to do a Gizmo.
Gizmo's cool, too. I liked Gizmo back in the day. I'm probably not a set I would get. I don't like the way he looks. I'll tell you, the bookcase is my favorite one out of all that.
All right. Lego, I can't tell you which my favorite one. I think the museum. I think it's probably my favorite.
The Botanical Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's my second favorite
All
because
right.
I really like it.
So Lego and Nike has teamed up. So they're going to be doing cross brand stuff. So people are already making fun of, like, they're saying, you know, the big Mega Man boots that came out.
Yeah.
They're saying that one of their Lego's going to do a Nike version.
It would be sweet if they did.
Yeah, with that and the big hands or
Would you
something.
wear them?
I would get them. I wouldn't wear them, but I would get them. Because I'm much of a Lego fan. I'm trying to exile that. But
Oh, they don't actually show
they don't show
anything.
anything on there. Just they're just saying that
It's the
they
collab
announced.
we didn't need.
All right. So designer brick program for season five or series five has been released. And there's one
Pull
for
these up and
sure. I
see if I'm
know.
spending any money.
Okay, there's a mushroom village.
See, that's great if you had got the other.
The other village is
Yeah,
weird.
if you didn't get the other mushroom house, it's a little less.
And then Transylvania.
Yep,
It
no.
looks cool, but not for me. The Thieves of Tort, there's another sea village, which if you were bought some of the other stuff, it would go with
The
it.
Thieves of Tortuga, really good if you have the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff.
Then there's Antique Shop.
Oh, kind of love that.
Yeah, but we don't, it's probably closed in the back, but you like
It's
it.
got to be
And
closed in the
then here we
back.
go. There's a popcorn wagon.
A popcorn wagon, which is cool, next to a food truck.
Yeah, this is for sure I'll get this one.
I would say that's a strong one. The antique shop I'll probably get, as long as it's closed back.
Yeah, this right here.
Yeah, I love antiques, and so
There's a little
for me.
baby
Yeah.
in there, but this is not the final rendering, but this
Yeah.
is what they're gonna do. And then showing, oh no, that was it. That was looking at that. That's all I had for today.
That was a lot. It's 42 stories, everybody.
Right. But at least if we how we haven't even gone an hour yet.
Felt like it.
I know it does, but it didn't. Because we talked a lot beforehand. All right, unless you have anything else, I guess we can close this chapter and episode away.
I don't really have anything else. I've been going through and trying to clean out some of my stuff. And I'm at that weird spot where I'm like, how long do you hold on to something before? Like, I'm looking at my Skylanders and I'm like, is it like, do you sell them now? Or am I going to be the guy that sells them now and makes $2,000 and in 10 years from now, someone's buying a house with their Skylander money?
Right. There's the app you can add on to Amazon, and you can pull it up and look at it, and you can see the price of stuff selling. And even eBay, there's one that'll show you if it's going up and down, it's like over the last like 3 years. You can.
It's just like, how long do you wait? Because who would have guessed that like Rock Band and Guitar Hero stuff is selling like crazy now?
Yeah.
You know, people were couldn't like thrift stores wouldn't even take the plastic instruments, and now people are paying $70, $80 for them.
Right, all your Skylanders are all in the boxes still.
They're sealed.
Yeah.
And I have the display that I would let go with it, the store display. I mean, I think realistically, if I sold them now, I could probably get somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. But I don't want to do that and be that guy that could have paid a house off with it. I also don't want to hold them until they're worth $20 either.
Right.
Because at $2,000, I would make my like I would have made more than I spent on them. At $1,000, I think I would have made more than I spent on them.
Right, but then 20 years down the road, all of a sudden they're worth $30,000 and $40,000,
Right.
or that specific one is worth like 5 grand.
Or will they ever be?
Yeah.
You know, that's where I'm torn. It's like, I don't know how long to hold them. I don't know if they'll ever come back around.
I would probably keep those and get rid of a lot of your loose stuff. Like you have all those loose turtle toys and stuff like that. I'm saying you don't have to get rid of your turtle, but just stuff like that.
Yeah, that stuff's in the attic, and I never even think about it anymore.
Then you got all those Matchbox cars.
The Hot Wheels, I've been debating on if it's time to let them go. They're not really worth anything. It's like, is having the space worth more than whatever I'll get for them? And Hot Wheels are one of those things where I don't know that they're going to go up. I just went through a bunch of them. They pull at my heartstrings a little bit because I collect them with my mom
Yeah.
and my dad, but especially my mom when I was little. You know, it's definitely part of my youth. And, you know, I'm lucky that I'm in a spot where I don't need, you know, the extra money from, you know, I'm not in a spot where I have to sell them.
Oh, you just need the
But
space.
it's like, man, they're just taking up space.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate them. you know, that was always my thing with video games, which I've been a really bad ambassador of that. But like when I started collecting games, my whole thing was like, I want to buy these from people who just shove them in boxes and I want to put them out in a room where they can be played and enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I played everything I bought, even if it was for 5 or 10 minutes and it was accessible. If someone came over, they could pull it out and they could play it.
Yeah.
But I mean, at some point I switched over to the guy that just puts stuff in boxes.
Yeah.
And that's, it goes against the whole reason I started, which was to not let things just be hoarded and disappeared.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't have the space to really display them like you really wanted to.
I know. And even if I did, even if I did, I don't know if I would. I mean, I don't really know what I would do. You know, video games are something that I'm pretty positive I'm going to hold on to until, like, I just don't see them going down.
Mm-hmm.
The prices for old games. I saw somebody sell a Nintendo Gold cartridge for $15,000 in my lifetime, like in a live event. It was for sale for $15,000. And they're selling for like $40,000 without labels now.
Yeah.
It is insane. You know, that's an investment I could have made. I went to a place where he had it in a silver suitcase that you could have bought for $15,000. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you could have never guessed, but they just go up and up and up.
Yeah. There's a cop that works with, he collects, he has, I think he's missing like 14 or 15 NES games.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to spend like the thousand some dollars on whatever game he needs.
Yeah, it gets out of control. And then you have all like the licensed stuff and then the unlicensed stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot. The rares, the one-offs, the ones that they had limited production of, the ones that only came out as prototypes. I mean, it's, there's so much involved and you do have to draw the line somewhere. But I think I'll hold on to that stuff until I'm at a point where I just don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Because the prices just continue to go up for it. But the Hot Wheels and the Skylanders and even a lot of the Amiibo, I'm like, is it just time to pull the plug on it to get it out of the way?
Right. I would say the same with the Lego Dimensions, but I'm a Lego collector and that's part of the Lego.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see that having a resurgence down the road.
Yeah, I don't think either. I just think the figures or the little things will be what's popular.
On the Lego side, on the video game side.
No, I have all versions. I have the Switch version, the PlayStation 4 version, and the Xbox.
Like, I don't see there being value on the gaming side. I see there being value on the Lego side.
Yeah, same.
So, we'll see. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, well, let's close it out. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our socials, as Ho F and Show, or all of us, it's game_Stitch. Send us something on there. We'll be more than happy to respond. That was episode 604. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.